Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio today Peter Mulvey. Welcome, Peter.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So you've come into Palmer. You're going to be playing in a variety of places, Anchorage, Eagle River, and Palmer as well.
Yeah, that's right. Eagle River tonight, Friday night. Saturday in Anchorage at the Anchorage Museum, and then at Good Old Vagabond Blues in Palmer on Sunday.
And this isn't your first time. You've been here, as I remember.
I have, yeah, many times. I actually came up and was part of the Midnight Sun Song Camp up here in Palmer quite some time ago with Keith Sykes and Peter Case. I think I've done that a couple of times, and I have lost track of how many times I've played there in the window at Vagabond Blues. It's a favorite spot.
Oh, many people have said something of that sort when they've been there. We live in town, so it's an easy walk over, and we've probably seen 50, 60 different
That's great.
People come through. And all the there's that sense, as you pointed out, you're in the window. If you glance out the window, if it's a little bit early and the light's up, you can see the mountains and all in a very intimate, very welcoming, warm place. Where do you live now, Peter?
I live now in Western Massachusetts. I'm a Midwesterner to begin with and all my life. Grew up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. But these days I'm living in the Pioneer Valley. I think that's where I'm going to settle.
Very good. I grew up in Connecticut, and I'm very familiar with the Berkshires and the whole area, and on up into Vermont.
Yeah,
it's a nice part of the country.
Yeah, that river. I love that river.
So you do a lot of traveling.
Yes.
And everywhere? Where?
Oh, yeah. My territory for the past 25 years, my territory has been from here, from Alaska down through the west coast of America, also the Midwest.
Okay.
Occasionally, I also get out to the mountains, the Southwest, and sort of the Deep South. But I play a great deal on the Eastern Seaboard, and then quite a bit in Ireland and the Netherlands.
Fairly
far flung, you know.
Oh yeah, and so out of all the days in the year, how many days are you on the road?
I'm only on the road. I only play about 120, 130 shows, which takes about 150. I used to do more. When I was a kid, I was out doing like 240 shows a year.
Wow.
And I have friends my age that are still doing that, but I consider them insane. It's just too much.
So you have your guitar.
Yeah.
And it's tuned and ready. And
yeah.
What are you going to do for us?
This is a song called What Else Was It? ?
Okay.
You took a shovel to the basement. Oh, and you blistered up your hands. And you danced all night at the wedding. And you stayed up drinking with the band. And you made love until the daylight was creeping across the floor. Tell me, what else was it you were looking for? You felt the first chill of November steal inside your coat. Right there with a fragile pulse of living fluttered in your throat. You left the house you thought you lived in, never even shut the door. Oh, tell me, what else was it you were looking for? Book of all your precious sorrows, it had come down off your shelf. And so you labored over every empty page till you finally came back to yourself and you laughed out loud. 'Cause you were light and free and poor. Oh, tell me, what else was it? What else was it that you were looking for? So coming down, and if I learned to say your name, would you learn to stick around? Oh, we could walk, we could just say nothing more. Then what else was it you were looking for?
Wonderful, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you.
I've been listening. I can own up to that. I have been listening to a couple of albums you have, and I've been struck by the lyrics.
Oh, thank you.
Because as I listen to a variety of different people, I try to notice just how I am listening to the lyrics. Musicality is. That's one thing. That's fine. That's good. But also, what thoughts come to me as I do that? How do you develop those lyrics? Because they're provocative.
It's a steady diet of poetry, really. Poets have been a fascination of mine. It's not even stock and trade, day-to-day thing. I love Mary Oliver. I love Naomi Shihab Nye. I love Tom Hannon, Ted Kooser, Jim Harrison, and of course the big guns and Rilke and Neruda and, all the greats and Yeats and
Yes.
Yeah. How am I going to put this? Like, I love being a songwriter. I feel like we songwriters get to truck in this sort of magic thing. Like, if you take an amazing song like Here Comes the Sun,
right?
You just write that down on a page. It's not particularly impressive. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. Well, George, that's not going to fly as just some words on a page. We get the rest of it to sort of shore up our art. So I know a few poets and a few prose writers, and I've noticed in the friendships, mine and other musicians' friendships with them, we envy them and they envy us.
Okay. So we have time for a little bit more. Is there another piece you'd like to play that demonstrates that?
God, sure. I've been hanging out with Mike McCormick, who puts on these shows.
I know Mike, yes.
And he's a character. And, I've been working with him for 20 years. And we have a friend in common. His name was Larry Roddy. And he was sort of the Irish version of Mike McCormick. He's the guy that brought me to Ireland for many, many years. And unfortunately, he died. Just got sick and died maybe 10 years ago, way earlier than you would want to as a person. And so on my most recent record, I just wrote him an elegy. And this is it. It's called Down for the Day. We sang every time we say goodbye that last night in Ballymore. Then we walked up on Church Mountain in the cloud. And from Malinhead to Inishman, down to the Wexford shore, we always came back to your old house built by Johnny Knout. Oh, the moon is just a silver stag, and Beckett was a bird of prey. The rain is steady now, looks like it's down for the day. I was just a soldier in your army, and a proud one. Now we are all just travelers on the shore, lifting up our little songs, the quiet and the loud ones. And of course, there is still music of a night in Ballymore. Now the moon is just a silver stag, and Beckett was a bird of prey. The rain is steady now, looks like it's down for the day. Hats off to you, old friend, and now it's down for the day.
Well, thank you. Whoa.
Thank you. I was just remembering when I was singing that, there was an Alaska connection. He came here once, but more than that, he had a daughter that moved here. I believe she still lives here. I think she's an Irish woman, but she married a guy in Bethel, and they do social work out in Bethel.
I know Bethel. Have you been to Bethel?
I played Bethel a couple times. There was a guy brought me in to play Bethel a couple times. The first time was, I think, in a real dead of winter kind of February situation.
Okay.
And I think 300 people came to see me play, which is like a good maybe 1/12 of the entire town.
You're roughly right. And then did you happen to go in the summer? I've never been to
Bethel in the summer, but I've been to Fairbanks in the summer. That's quite something.
I encourage, as you contemplate various places, Bethel in the winter, Bethel in the summer. Two different places. I was privileged to be there recently, and it's a glorious place, especially on the river.
Yeah, I would believe it. The Kuskokwim, is that the name of that? Wow.
Exactly.
I remembered.
There you go. Mike Malevsky and I have been talking with Peter Mulvey. Tonight, Friday.
Is in
we'll
Eagle
get
River.
We'll get this all straight.
Yeah.
Tonight, Jitters.
Tomorrow is the Anchorage Museum.
Anchorage Museum.
And
beautiful
then Sunday,
place.
Yoga
and then Sunday here.
Is Vagabond Blues.
Any last comments? Anything you'd like to leave with listeners here before we finish?
Oh, wow. I guess 20-some years of coming up here to Alaska, I just am awfully glad that I managed to build an audience. I didn't do any of that, Mike. And Mike put on the shows, and the audience has apparently decided to keep coming. So please stick with me.
I think it's a combination. Mike does well, but he can't do it without you.
Ah, well. All right, here's my little salute to this is a tune I wrote for Fairbanks. This is called Windshield.
All right.
There's a raven on the roof in the sideways light. Emptiness black against monochrome bright. Filling up my dreams with his monologue. He's never gonna let me go. He's tromping around up there in the snow. He sounds like the wind, like a ghost, like a child, like a dog. I'm trying to hear, what does he say? I'm trying to hear, what does he say? And every windshield in this town has seen better days. Door opens up at the top of the stairs. All of that brutal Arctic air slides into this basement bar and lies down on the floor. And the sun just rose and now it's setting. Some people here begin forgetting what it is that they came here looking for. Maybe they came to get away. Maybe they came just to get away. And every wind chill in this town has seen better days. Persephone went and she ate them seeds. Now she got the driving need to skip town every time the nights get long. Oh, she charms all the boys in their Carhartt jeans until they are twisting in their summer dreams, trying to get within earshot of her song. She's gonna go no matter who says stay. She's gonna go no matter who says stay. Every windshield in this town has seen better days. Sometimes out on the edge of town, Timmy shuts the motor down, pulls over to the side of the road. He kills the lights. And a million stars and a million trees and the blazing moon and the bitter breeze, all of the vast and the empty and the silent night. You can feel your whole life falling away. Feel your whole life falling away. Every windshield in this town, every windshield in this town, every windshield in this town has seen better days.
Thank you, Peter Mulvey.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you Sunday night.
Yep, see you Sunday.
Take care.